WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, a weekly series about people who make the place they live a better place to live. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine. Army veteran Michael Flournoy of Pittsburgh Chartier City neighborhood has made helping other veterans his life's mission. Flournoy is 80 years old and retired from his job at Pittsburgh's VA hospital. But he tells 90.5 WESA's Elaine Effort that doesn't mean his work at the VA has ended.
What made working with veterans so meaningful for you?
The veterans community on a lot of levels, family. And I spent most of my life with veterans than I have with my family. You know, and I'm a child of a veteran. All my uncles were veterans on both my mother and my father's side of the family. And all the men I've ever served with sort of like become your brother. It's a brother not based on genetics, but it's a brother based on a very powerful, strong experience that you do engage in.
What is it about you that you were able to be a good listener and to offer advice and to talk people down and to help them?
I find that it has benefited me as a therapist is to become a good listener and try and do in my first three or four sections with a veteran is to hear what they don't say. Mm-hmm. And that's where most of the story began in developing a relationship with a client, is that you listen. You listen for where the gaps are in the narrative, you know. You listen when the client is very emotional and they go somewhere, and then the next moment they back away from it. So you have to benchmark that little comment for later exploration, because it may have been they touched on it and it got too painful and they backed away from it. And so listening is basically one of the best skills you can have if you are in the helping profession, especially in therapy type situation.
And even after you retired, you continue to volunteer to listen to veterans for 5 years, and now you're disabled, but you're still talking, taking calls and counseling vets?
Well, when I decided to retire, number one, I told my kids that I never had a job. My work as a therapist was my avocation. So I don't never consider myself having a job, because I liked and loved what I did, and I became a better human being myself by the things that I did, you know. My mom once told me, and I benchmarked it in my mind, that what you do for yourself and only yourself ends when you die, but when you do for others, it continues.
Mike Flournoy, thank you very much.
It was my pleasure.
Who's making a difference in your neighborhood? Share your suggestion for our series, 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories, at wesa.fm/90. Made possible with support from UPMC, life-changing medicine.